can easily gamble your life away. Second after second and a day by day. You play the game or you walk away. It's a new turn on a blue day. And you can easily gamble your life away. Second after second and a day by day. You play the game or you walk away. It's a new turn on a blue day. And a cool deal of life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local forecast for today. Cloudy with rain clearing eastwards through the morning, then a mixture of scattered showers and drier intervals before turning wet again by the evening. Still breezy and rather mild with a maximum temperature of 12 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Of scattered showers and drier intervals before turning wet again by the evening. Still breezy and rather mild with a maximum temperature of 12 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Give love, give love, give love. come on.
Under pressure.
Under pressure. We've been under pressure this morning. Under pressure. Are we mugs?
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit. I'm guessing there.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM. The last bit. Love that. Queen and David Bowie under pressure. Oh, I'm sensing that little bit of echo again. Are you?
Just a little bit. Just a little tiny bit.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
We
anyway,
need
mate.
More sound panels up.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM, and it is our festive special.
Oh, yes.
We're a little bit sort of like, I don't know, we're a little bit foodie Christmassy types anyway, aren't we?
We like Christmas food, yes.
Yeah, but even presents-wise, when you were little, you got everything you wanted.
Well,
you know, from motorbikes and quads and characters like, what was the spacey one called? There was an action man, and then, what was he called? Something Max?
Max Steel.
Max Steel. You got everything you wanted. But since you've sort of, in inverted commas, become of age, we've been very foodie present orientated, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, with the usual caveat, last year, drink responsibly, please be drink aware. I got you that fabulous limited edition. Dalhousie, didn't I? Dalwhinnie.
Yeah, Dalwhinnie 15-year gold.
Yeah, and that was special.
Yeah.
So we've always been quite foodie, haven't we, at Christmas?
Yeah.
What did you get me last year?
Oh.
A tray of mince pies.
No, I didn't. No, last year I got you your little herb garden.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I noticed that for the sort of like most of the year, we've had fresh basil.
Yeah.
We've had fresh basil, tomatoes, and what was the other one?
Coriander.
We've had those for most of the year. That was a great present.
Mm.
And just in case you can have a dig, the reason there's nothing in it at the minute,
yeah.
I'm going to start in January again.
Oh, right, okay.
And continue through. But how cool was that?
It is. Little indoor, like, three-bay herb garden that just lets you grow a little bit for yourself.
But by far, and I mean by far, the most productive of them was basil.
Yeah, the basil just kept coming back.
You cut the leaves off or tear the leaves off, it just kept coming back, didn't
it? Yep.
Incredible. So today's show basically is going to be giving you some of our little special tips that we use at Christmas. Those new pigs in blankets, Morgs. Oh my goodness.
New pigs in blankets.
We did a trial run a couple of weeks ago. They were incredible. Going to share that with you.
Oh, yes.
We've got the best roast potato recipe coming up from a TV chef. I'll let you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Some tips that your Grandpa Brennan used to use on the turkey. Without doubt, Grandpa Brennan in our family is the master of the turkey, is he not?
I would agree with you on that one. Yeah.
And then for pudding, you're up, Morgs.
I'm up.
You know what with as well.
I normally do.
I know.
My special.
Which is?
Pavlova.
Correct. So we'll talk about that as well. In the meantime, I'm going to play a little bit of music. We'll be back in a sec.
Take a seat and let me ease your mind, girl. told a friend of mine that you was thinking that we should do it one more time. If this ain't the truth, then hopefully it's not a lie, cause I ain't got no issues with hitting at another time. We never had a problem getting it done. Disagreed upon a lot, ma, but the sex wasn't warm. And check it, I know you get excited when I come around and bite it. Girl, we're running up and quit acting like you don't like it. I know you like it. Like a long time, long, long time since I seen you. Yes, it has, girl. When I know I said some f***ed up things to you before, but girl, you know I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry.
No, I never meant one single word. If I can take back every word, I would anymore for sure. If I thought that you believe it,
would you believe it?
Hey.
Can't be a bit of Nelly. That is my place here on Ribble FM. It's the food and drink show. And the first of our little tips, I guess, today. Now, Morgs, you're a big fan of the roast potato.
I do love a roasty.
Is it, in your view, is it easy to make good roast potatoes?
No. I don't think it is.
Why? Tell me some of the things that you that people have made roast potatoes that you've not been happy with.
Getting the consistency right in the middle of the potato. Which needs to be like soft, fluffy.
Soft and fluffy.
Soft and fluffy. but also having that hard, crispy, crunchy outer.
But here's the question. When you go to like these carveries, etc., the exterior is crispy, but it's very uniform.
Yeah.
Like they've come out of a bag.
Yeah, but also, sometimes you go to sort of carveries or something like that, and the outside might be crispy, but inside's a little bit chalky.
Chalky?
Yeah, a bit dry, a bit crumbly.
Right, okay, yeah. Right, well, here is the tip for perfect roast potatoes and the reasons behind it.
All right.
And the man in question... Right? Mm. The man in question, without doubt, of all the recipes I've tried, who makes the best roast potatoes, is James Martin.
Right.
Now, can you remember what James Martin's favourite ingredient is of anything, and he puts loads of it in?
Butter.
Correct. Yorkshireman. Of course he loves his salted butter.
Mm.
Right, so this is his recipe for roast potatoes. Parboiled for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
But make sure you don't cut your potatoes too small. If they're too small, they'll just collapse and fall into nothing.
Yes.
So the potatoes have got to be a fairly decent size. And he said about 1.5 to 2 inches on the big dimension, if you
yeah.
will. Yeah, it gives you a rough idea. Here's the key. Oven on 220. Baking tray in the oven with beef dripping or goose fat. Okay?
Right.
The reason they use that is obviously not just because of the flavour, but because of the burn temperature. It doesn't burn as easily.
Hmm.
So once you've got that literally smoking hot in the oven, yeah, you get your potatoes, drain them. Once you've drained them, put them back in the pan. Let them just steam dry.
Yeah.
Because it's about getting rid of all that moisture.
Get rid of as much moisture as you can.
As soon as you've done that, just a little bit of a jiggle in the pan.
Yeah.
And what that does is give you those fluffy, crispy edges.
Mm.
Those bits that you want to break off and like munch on. Chef's privilege. Once you've done that with the potatoes, take the tray out of the oven and absolutely lob them in there. Give them a move round, a shake round, so they get coated in all the goose fat or the beef dripping, and then back in the oven. Now, your cooking time now is roughly 30 to 40 minutes. okay, in the same temperature oven. Leave it at 220, yeah?
Right, that seems quite a long time quite a high heat.
It does, because what it does is, when you, and one of the reasons that we're doing it this way and explaining it this way is, what you said earlier is the middle goes dry and chalky.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
putting them in that hot oil does is, start to fry the outside and seal in the moisture.
Yeah.
So that can't sort of like evaporate over yeah. the time. Whoa. And here we go for the last bit. The last 10 minutes, two good dollops of butter in there. And that butter burns and browns on the outside of the roast potatoes.
And they go all crispy.
Yeah. And that's how he does it. That's wow. how he does it. And then whether it's Christmassy or not, but I think this is what I'm going to try this year. Once they've come out the oven, he grates fresh Parmesan over the top of them. Ooh. Just a little bit, not a lot. We're not trying to drown it in, you know, Italian hard cheese. Mm. Because if you grate a little Parmesan over the top and then just bang it in the oven for the last couple of minutes, turn the heat off, let them just rest while you get everything else ready. When they come out, the Parmesan's gone all crispy and brown on the outside.
Ooh, actually, I know. Actually, I might have to try that. I was thinking, just leave a roasty as a roasty, but that does sound quite good.
Now, being a little bit of a foodie freak, one of the things that I'm kind of guessing you're not a fan of, but for me, because one of the things that he mentions in this recipe is all the roast potatoes, if there are any left with the Parmesan on, yeah, the following day, if there's a couple still left in the tray,
yes,
just dipped in a little bit of cranberry sauce and eaten cold.
Ooh.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, I do like a bit
of cranberry. Because the flavour that comes from the beef dripping or the goose fat will still be there.
Mm.
They're still a little bit crispy on the outside. I just think that sounds delightful.
That does sound pretty good.
So there you go. That is your tip for roast potatoes as, what's the word? As done by James Martin. And I trust James Martin. I really do. Right, we're going to zip off. We'll be back with another Christmas tip and a roundup of the Christmas foodie news.
Jeez.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot. The prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopper humbles and a pistol that shoots is a wish upon the event. Those that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the as well.
Drink show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
This Christmas, let Shackleton's Home and Garden in Chapman inspire your festive season with elegance and charm. Discover a breathtaking collection of exclusive tree decorations, refined tableware for unforgettable feasts, and unique gifts that bring joy to every heart. Everything at Shackleton's is carefully selected to reflect the warmth and tradition of a timeless Christmas. Quality and character that you simply won't find on the high street. Why settle for the ordinary when you can bring home something truly exceptional? Visit Shackleton's in Chapman today and let your Christmas dreams become a reality. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Oh,
Poison Arrow here on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show. There you go. Right, next up. Now, this wasn't me, okay? When we were doing the prep on Monday, I said, right, I know that I'm doing James Martin's roast potatoes.
Yep.
I know that we're doing your Grandpa Brennan's Christmas turkey.
Yep.
What other things do we need to look at? And obviously, it was veggies.
Yes.
And I said to you... This is class. I said, come on, Morgs, whose Brussels sprouts can we do? And you just went, well, there's only one. And who was it?
Nigella Lawson. In the microwave.
In the microwave, yeah. Mm. So Nigella Lawson's, you know when Big Phil normally says, you've lead it, so you've taken a pretty simple idea
and
a simple product and got it over the top.
Complicated, yeah.
Well, obviously, Nigella's going to do exactly that. Right, but I'll tell you what, it is just incredible. We did something similar last year.
Oh, yeah.
But basically, for Nigella, she halves Brussels sprouts before boiling them.
Yes.
Okay, so here we go with Nigella Lawson's Brussels sprouts recipe. Mm-hmm. Now, the ingredients: Brussels, pancetta, or bacon, whichever.
Yes.
Okay, doesn't matter, you can use either. If you want to use pancetta and you can get it, great. If not, just use smoked bacon. Streak it if possible. The other ingredient is I bought a bottle of this last year. And I don't know if you remember, I had to go high and low for it. Well, here's the good news. You can now buy it in Aldi. Obviously, there are lots of other supermarkets. But Aldi has now got... the Pedro Jimenez.
Yeah.
You knew.
I was sat there thinking, I know what it's going to be.
Pedro Jimenez PX. It is an uber sweet sherry.
Yeah.
It is delightful to drink, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's one glass.
Oh.
It's one glass because it's just too sweet. It's almost like a pudding in a glass, isn't it? It's that sweet.
Yeah, it is a very sweet sherry.
Incredible. So basically, for Nigella's Brussels, obviously, boil your Brussels until they're nice and soft. Whilst in another pan, you're frying off that pancetta or smoked bacon in the pan. And it's literally, once the bacon is cooked and crispy, throw in the Brussels, give it a good stir so they all get coated, and just continue to fry them for about another 2 or 3 minutes. Drop the heat to next to nothing. Drain a little bit of the bacon fat off, but not all of it, because there's so much flavour in there. And then on a really low heat, add a really good glug of Pedro Jimenez sweet sherry.
Oh, yes.
Stir it round, and then finally, a little bit James Martin-esque, just a little knob of butter in the top that melts and goes over them all.
Oh, you've got to add the butter.
And then, obviously, in the serving dish, whack it in the oven and just leave it to keep warm. But that's Nigella's. What do you think of that, Mox?
I think it sounds pretty good to me.
The thing is, what got me, I think Brussels do and can have quite a bitter taste. So together with the smoked bacon or pancetta, and together with that sweet sherry that just attacks that bitterness and gives it that sort of like, I don't know, that indulgent sweetness with a little bit of alcohol in there as well, and richness. Yeah. So that is Nigella's recipe for the ultimate Brussels sprout. Right, time for a little bit of music. After this, we're going to be talking turkey. Talk turkey? Are we talking
turkey, mate.
And it is quite in-depth, this recipe, isn't it? Back in a second.
Your poison, can you hear the voices through your paranoia? that you were the poison. Said I'm hearing voices. Said it's paranoia. Now I know you're poison. Can you hear the voices? Filled with paranoia. Why don't you just blame it on me again? Why don't we put your sound asleep again? If it works for you, then I'll take the heat again. Running out of people you can call your friend. So why don't you just blame it on me? But you sound asleep again. If it works for you, then I'll take the heat again. Running out of people you can call your friend. So why don't you just blame it on me?
The first thing you said about that was, ooh, this is a bit funky, didn't you?
Yes.
Who was it? Was it Mel C?
I believe so.
It was. You're right. From 2020, that was Mel C and Blame It On Me. Okay. We'll do a couple of news items first, if you don't mind.
Okay, go for it.
The first one is there has been a big craze on social media, and in particular TikTok. Have you heard of the Dubai chocolate bar or seen any of it?
No.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, mate, it's massive. And you know
what,
the big...
is it just like a massive chocolate bar?
You know the guy that... No, it's been massive as in, like, street speak. Stop it. Stop it. You know the big guy with the beard that does all the food reviews?
Yes.
I can't remember what it's called. He was the first one. And it's got, like, this... It's almost like baklava, cotton woolly, candy flossy type texture centre to this chocolate bar.
Oh.
Now, the one he had shipped in from Dubai was over £100.
Oh.
It was mega expensive.
Really?
So exactly. So not many people are going to be subscribing to that.
No.
However... if I could ask you who probably one of the most favourite and most famous chocolate manufacturers is, particularly at Christmas time and Easter.
Oh, yeah, there's only one answer to that.
Go on.
It's going to be Lindt.
Correct! So Lindt have come up with their own version of the Dubai chocolate bar. It's basically any flavour inside. So it's all the same texture,
right.
But it's got hot honey, pistachios, that kind of stuff in there. It's going to be available from the 18th, which is...
Today.
Today! All the big supermarkets are carrying it. It is in a brown and gold wrapper because it's supposed to show eloquence and being something that's a little bit special.
So what I'm hearing is we finish here.
Yep.
And then I nip to the supermarket.
1,000,000,000%.
To see if we can find them.
Because we've got to find it. And according to this, it's high street prices, which I think is fair, don't you?
Yeah, that sounds better to me than £100 for a chocolate bar.
The second one is for the first time in 66 years. If I said to you, name the first breakfast cereal that comes into your mind.
Ah, Cheerios.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't be daft. Cornflakes. It is the de facto breakfast. Kellogg's cornflakes.
All right, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For the first time in 66 years, Kellogg's have made a change to cornflakes.
Uh-huh.
And luckily, it's not the contents. It is the cockerel that's on the front of the box.
Uh-huh.
It's supposedly the OG, isn't it? Yeah. But this, they've made this new advert with this King Kong size cockerel that is now animated. I think it might be a little bit woke. I've just got a feeling. I've not seen it yet. I'm going to go and watch it later.
What?
But kind of like, rather than, because you know what it's like. It was instantly identifiable, wasn't it? So they've changed the colours somewhat. They've changed its appearance into this sort of like animated type character. I can see a picture on the screen now of the advert, and it looks a little bit weird, if I'm being honest. But anyway, there you go. So first time they've ever changed kind of like the branding on cornflakes. So it's happening to everything. It's all going peak, Tom.
Is it? Or is they just need a refresh?
Well, I guess refresh could be a word you might describe. But I don't know. It's just...
I think you're just used to seeing it for 66 years.
Yeah.
It's just strange that it's changed. I don't think there's much more to it than that.
No, that's true. The other news item is McDonald's. If I had to ask you at Mackey's, which of their menu items is a 10 out of 10, which would you say?
Oh, it's got to be a triple chesney.
Really?
Oh, I love a triple chesney.
No. No.
All right.
No. I think the Big Mac's got to be it, surely. Well, no. The 10 out of 10 item on Mackey's menu that is from a UK study is the milkshake.
Oh.
What does that say about the food?
I mean, it's also quite funny because the milkshake machine's down 90% of the time.
It is, and you can't get one, can you?
Maybe that's just what it is. Maybe because you can't get one when you want one. When you can, it's just that much better.
Well, yeah, I thought that, actually. Right, okay, we are going to play Coldplay's current single. You got the... No, no, it's an old one, this. Who said this was a new single? Tear up the script.
We've been through high, every corner of the sky, and still we're holding on together.
Absolutely love that from Coldplay, All My Love. And although it's not a particularly Christmassy song, it does have a little bit of a festive feel to it, doesn't it? Absolutely love that. Right, coming up, we have got that all-important turkey stuffing and how to stuff your turkey coming up. But this is Grandpa Brennan's recipe coming up when we've played a few sponsor tags.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
At Bowker BMW, we don't compromise on quality. Our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Enjoy up to 40% discount on your next BMW service at Bowker. Book your service online with us today. Search Bowker BMW in Blackburn or Preston. Think BMW. Think Bowker.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
bit of a boogie on a Wednesday afternoon with Urban Cookie Collective and Feels Like Heaven. 1993, that marks. You weren't even born.
I was about to say that's before I was even born.
Oh, mate. Honestly, lots of young people now say that they'd love to have lived in the 80s and the 90s. It was just a great time for music and a great time for food because, trust me, on the way home from said club, whichever it would be at the time, from Peps or from the Angels, whichever, kebabs back then, mate, were huge. And they were so much better.
Oh, dear.
But the funniest one always used to be pizzas. Everybody that gets a pizza when they may be a little bit beyond, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Keeping it radio PC.
Yeah.
If they've had a few too many beverages, pizza was always the one that you used to just see regularly sliding out the box.
Oh, yeah, you stood
Can
there
you
holding your box.
Imagine the disdain when it falls out the box?
I think I'd cry.
Oh, I would, mate, honestly. Right, so we have got to that moment where we talk about the king of the Christmas table.
King of the Christmas table.
The turkey. Yeah, the turkey. Let's talk turkey. Right, turkey consists of a number of components, if you're going to make it properly, doesn't it? Yeah?
Yes.
Right, this is your Grandpa Brennan's favourite recipe.
It's...
And method, M-O, modus operandi, for getting the ultimate Christmas turkey. So, first thing is stuffing, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Second thing, together with the stuffing, sausage meat. You must, and please, if you can, not preaching or anything, shop local. If you can shop in an independent in Clitheroe, which there are lots of them, try and shop local. It really helps local business. We're big on that.
Yeah.
Choose any of the butchers and go and get butcher's sausage meat. You might pay a little bit more, but it's once a year and you really want to make the difference
once
this year.
Once a year and the quality is better.
Oh, 100%. 1,000,000,000%, in fact. Now, your Grandpa Brennan does a particular thing with his sage and onion stuffing. He uses regular sort of, I know there are other brands, but Paxo, supermarket or whatever, sage and onion stuffing.
Yes.
I think about 5 packs of it. Because he usually gets a turkey the size of an ostrich. Yeah?
There's usually
Which
quite
is
a
brilliant.
Few to feed.
A few to feed, yes. So what he does is, half of the stuffing, he also adds sausage meat.
Yes.
Orange peel.
I was about to mention the orange peel is the secret little recipe.
It is. So in one half of the stuffing, sausage meat, sage and onion stuffing, and orange peel.
Well, yeah, it's like zest. Like you
the grate, zest of the orange.
Grate your orange into it, yeah.
And that goes between the breast skin and the actual meat on the bird. So basically you just tease the skin up with your hands and push it all in there so it's completely covering the breast part of the turkey bird. Yeah?
Yes.
And that's then ready for cooking. But you must also cover every external inch of that turkey where you can with rashers of streaky bacon. Not smoked, just streaky bacon.
Yep.
Keeps everything in there. Another little bit of that stuffing goes inside the bird, in the cavity, with some whole oranges, because the moisture in the oranges comes out and it...
Yeah, it just stops it from being dried out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
adds that bit of zesty flavour to it, which is just nice. It's Christmassy, it's...
I think it's amazing.
Lovely.
But the stuffing that you are going to use to be served with the turkey is also the sage and onion, little bit of orange zest in there, and that is cooked in the oven. That's once it's sort of like... It absorbs the boiling water, doesn't
it? Yeah.
You're not putting much input into this.
Just because you're saying everything that's needed to be said.
Go on then.
Well, I don't know what your story... I don't know what part of the story
So we're talking about the stuffing. What do you do with the stuffing that you're going to eat and serve with the bird?
It then just goes into the oven to sort of bake a little bit, become have that crispy top layer, and yet it's still all moist inside underneath.
Now, my tip... So we've got the stuffing, we know how to cook the bird, because obviously all the timings depend on the weight of the bird, but just the prep of that bird with the stuffing between the skin and the bacon over the top, The next thing that is critical, and I mean critical, gravy.
Oh, now, your gravy has to be spot on.
You've changed. You've changed me.
Why?
Completely and utterly.
Why?
What brand of gravy powder did you get me that's in the glass jars?
Is it not Bisto?
Was it Bisto?
I believe it was.
Right, okay. So those last ones that you got me, rather than getting the one in the cardboard tub.
Mm.
You got me the one in the glass jar.
Yeah.
Leagues above. Leagues.
It's like their gold above. Range, I believe.
Oh, unbelievable. So my tip for the gravy would be all the pan that you've fried the onions in and fried the sausage meat in, chop some really fine onions
mm.
and just gently soften them in that pan. And then add your water and the gravy powder to that. Do not put too much water in. Do you like runny gravy?
No, it's got to exactly. be thick.
Thick gravy so it stays on whatever you put on your fork.
Thick with two C's.
Yeah. And also, just because everything's got a little bit of alcohol in it.
Oh.
Drink responsibly, drink safely. Thank you very much.
It's Christmas.
And for me, just a tiny little bit of red wine
mm.
in that gravy mixture
yeah.
makes the perfect gravy. And that's it. Done and dusted.
Yeah, done.
Done. Done and dusted. Zip done. The final thing is your pudding, but also something that we've not discussed, mince pies, which I'll come on to in a
yes.
sec.
Yes.
You were somebody to me, somebody I loved easily, somebody I believed, who wanted the best for me. You were somebody I could call, somebody I would lose myself for, and you wanted even more. You were somebody who took it all. You stole my innocence, ran with it, was I give away, but I won't make the same mistake. I love myself in a better way. You stole my innocence, ran with it, was a mess. How
open from Mimi Webb here on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show. We're talking over the top of it because
we're running a bit short.
We're running a little bit short of time. So, Morgs, please.
Yes.
The best, 100% the best Christmas pudding that's not Christmas pudding is your pavlova.
Yes.
Hit it, mate.
It's quite simple.
Hit it.
For sake of use and ease, buy your meringues. It's
really?
Just, it's just easier.
It is quite time-consuming
making
meringues.
I do make mine, yeah. But it's taken me a lot of time and practice to get it, and it's not worth it.
Okay.
So, buy your meringues. And then it's strawberries. You've got to chop your strawberries half, maybe quarters.
Yeah.
And you leave them in the fridge with some ice and sugar and a bit of balsamic vinegar.
Oh, and just stir them
just
through.
Just stir them through.
Balsamic
yeah, yeah.
vinegar's ridiculous.
It works.
On
yep.
strawberries.
Yep. The other one is your raspberry coulis, which is just blended up raspberries with some ice and sugar again.
Yeah.
And a little bit of lime. A little bit of lime juice. Maybe a bit of zest.
Ooh.
Just brings that tartness out, which is
Ooh. And then it's just a case of layering it.
Then it layer it, but then the big one is the cream.
Yeah.
You get your cream, you start whipping it, and you're adding dashes of Cointreau.
Oh,
slowly
filth.
But surely, but you can't add too much, otherwise it will separate.
Absolute
but just
filth.
Add a dash, and it's perfect.
Right. In terms of mince pies, don't bother. Just go to Mark's Artisan Bakers on Worley Road and buy his French mince tart. Oh, there is nothing like
yeah, no,
it.
They're amazing.
Nothing.
No.
And that just leaves us with to say Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We won't be here next week, obviously, because it's Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Have yourself a wonderful festive period, and we'll see you back in the new year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Crimble.